Hey, how does a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law get along? Ooh, man, this would have been really good advice when my mother was alive. We've got Dr. Deanna Brand with us, and she's the author of Reluctantly Related: Secrets to Get Along with Your Mother-in-Law or Daughter-in-Law. Deanna, welcome to Evan and Deb in the afternoon.
Hi, Evan. Hi, Deb. How are
Hi.
You two?
Doing
good,
well, thanks.
Good.
Good.
So this is an issue, right? I mean, especially, I got to tell you, especially in Jewish households, it's really bad. But I think Catholics too, right?
It's in a lot of households. Let me just put it that way.
There's such like so much that like just so much underneath, right? That just it doesn't even get an easy start, this whole mother-in-law,
No.
daughter-in-law thing, does it?
You're right. It doesn't. It starts off, it doesn't always, but typically it can start off right out of the gate, even planning the wedding, let alone the wedding and after. So it can start very early on.
Right. And I think there's that whole like concept, like, maybe it's just weird, but like mothers think no one could take care of my son the way I have, right? Is that part of
I
it?
think there's part of that. Women are very protective of their sons, and they want to make sure he's taken care of, So
Right. Right.
that's very much there.
So now, as you start to see those as a husband, you start to see some issues, and you hear from your wife because she's always going to tell you what's wrong with your mother, and then your mother's going to pull you aside and tell you what's wrong with your wife. What do you start to do as that guy in the middle?
Well, the best thing for him to do, and he needs to do different things with his mother than he's going to do with his wife. So what he needs to do with his mother is be very loving, very kind, but say to her, Mom, I love you, and I'll talk to you about anything but my wife.
Right.
All right? Anything. We just won't talk about her, because he needs to be taken out of the middle. So that's what he needs to do with his mom. Now, with his wife, he needs to, it's a fine line, because he needs to be supportive of her, but he also needs to be able to talk to her about what is it does she want from him? What is it that she's really looking for? Because sometimes she'll just start talking about his mom, but he has no idea what he's supposed to be doing or saying.
Right.
So he needs to know, and that's where he wants to start is, okay, what is it that you're looking for? What do you need from me to help you with this?
Right. And I've got a lot more questions for you, so stay with us,
Sure.
Dr. Brand. And it's like you get no help from your father because he just laughs and goes, "Welcome to my world." I had to deal with it for 20 years. All right, we're talking to Deanna Brand, and we'll be back shortly. It's Evan and Deb in the Afternoons, brought to you by Health, Wealth, and Wisdom, AM 1470, WMGG. All right, we're with Dr. Deanna Brand right now, and she's the author of Reluctantly Related: Secrets to Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law or Daughter-in-Law. So, Dr. Brand, when you look at it and you say, okay, there's an issue here, what are the signs to determine whether it's a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law issue, or a marital issue?
Well, that's very interesting, because what typically happens is they get mixed together. It kind of starts out as a mother-in-law issue, and then it becomes a marital issue. And part of it is, and it depends on how you want to look at it, from the man's perspective or the wife's perspective, but it's really a mother-in-law issue when the husband really understands where his wife is coming from. Now, whether he agrees with it or not, but he gets it,
Right.
and then they're in a position to then problem solve. That then makes it a mother-in-law issue. When it becomes where, he's not sure why she's doing what she's doing, it doesn't make sense to him, and they start bickering about other things. Other things start to creep into it. Then it becomes, well, you always do this, and then you always do that, or you never do this. That's when it becomes an issue for the marriage. And because it may start off as a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law issue, but then as they talk, their communication breaks down, and then it becomes the marital issue. And that needs to be resolved first.
Right.
Once they get that fixed, then the communication piece, then they can go back to the mother-in-law issue.
Now, you say there's three husband-son character types who play a role in the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationship.
Yeah.
What are
Yeah.
those?
Well, the first one is he is self-assured Andy, and he is the one who, he's separated from his mother. He's very comfortable with who he is. He knows where his mom's supposed to be. He knows where his wife's supposed to be in his life. And he's really good at being kind and loving, but also setting boundaries with his mom and even with his wife to some degree. So he's just in a very good place. And
Okay.
then you have in the middle Michael, which kind of says it all. He feels caught, you know. He tries to please both sides. He tries to please his mother. He tries to please his wife.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
And it never happens. He's always in trouble, you know, always.
Eternally screwed.
Totally. Yeah. And so, and then you have struggling Stephen. And, you know, he really doesn't know what to do, all right, because he sees the conflict between his mom and his wife. He doesn't understand it at all, and he's really afraid to even ask. So he just kind of fumbles around and tries to avoid everything. So, you know, he just ignores it. He pretends like it's not there.
That's interesting. You know, I'll tell you a little secret about us guys anyway.
Oh, good.
Okay, now maybe you'll agree with this or maybe you don't. We're not totally comfortable with our wife and our mother being chummy.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Well, think about it for a second. You got that girl power thing going on. All of a sudden, you like team up against us.
That's a good point.
I don't
point.
Need that nonsense. I've already been told for 20 years by that other woman to clean my room. Now I've got a new woman to tell me to clean my room. Oh, my God. They'll team up on me.
That's a good point. Very good point. I like that.
You know, so there's nothing good could come of that. And then, if your father's on their side, you're completely screwed.
Then you might as well just walk out of the house for a while.
That's right. You're just done. You got to see that to some extent, right? You know, like, oh, my God, I can't have them two against me. I'm just done then, you know.
Well, you got a point. You got a point.
You know, but obviously you want them to get along. You want to have
sure.
nice dinners every now and then. And,
yeah.
you want to be able to. And I think it's hard for sons to sort of correct their mother, because it's not only when it comes to obviously their wife, but you know, there's your mom. My mother used to spoil the kids and do things I really didn't want her to do, and neither did Deb want her to do. And it's hard for a guy, right? I mean, we just have to like bite the bullet and just tell her what the deal is, right?
I think it's hard because she's still your mom. You know,
right.
and so that gets kind of played out, you know, because you're the child and she's the quote adult, even though you're an adult. It just feels that mom-child thing going on. But, you know, I think in the mother-in-law-daughter-in-law relationship, the daughter-in-law needs to speak up, too. It can't be the husband fixing everything for her.
Right.
Okay. She needs to do it. But they need to do it together. And I think that would help the husband, too, if he and his wife go to the mother-in-law, his mother, and say, you know, this is something that we've decided, you know, as a family, you know, parenting or whatever the issue is, then they're doing it together and neither one feels, it's not quite as scary, let me put it that way.
Well, and I think too, like, and I think we spoke about this a while ago when you're on the show, it's sort of like we think things are innocuous. We think, oh, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
You know, my uncle, my grandmother used to call my uncle every night at 11 o'clock when she was done playing canasta. And when I say every night, I mean every single
literally
night.
Every night.
Okay. And this was before a cell phone, so you'd call on the home phone. But you think it's no big deal the first 2,000 times. But, you know, I mean, you know, it really starts. You think, well, you know what? Okay, it happened tonight. Now it happens tomorrow night. All of a sudden, you know, at 11 o'clock, that should be like a romance time at least,
yeah,
you know?
And, yeah, exactly.
And so you got to really sort of nip these things in the bud or else they just become too big and they mushroom.
That's a good point. You know, a lot of times we want to dismiss things as not a big deal until they become a big deal. And then it's really much harder to fix.
Right. Right. I mean,
and you get that standard comment. Well, what's the problem now? No,
yeah,
it's not now. It's always been a problem. I just can't stand it anymore. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So you got Mother's Day coming up. Oh, man, that's a jealous time, right?
Oh,
you're buying your wife roses. You
got to
get something for your mother. And
how do you spend time with both
right.
and not make them one or the other mad, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it even gets more difficult. Like, let's say your father passes away.
Mm-hmm.
There's now she and she didn't get remarried. And now she looks more to you to celebrate that day, right?
That is definitely the case. And one of the things that I talk to couples about is I talk to them about they need to figure out how they want to handle this holiday long before the holiday comes up, because you don't want to wait till the day before to plan this out. You know, and I really think that both the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law have to kind of take a step back, because they're both mothers, let's say. You know, they're, you know, there's a lot of moms here. There's her mom, too, that they have to put into the equation
right.
here. You know, so you've got a lot of moms going on here, and everybody wants their time, and everybody's got their turf. So it's kind of like step back and say, okay, how can we make this work for everybody? So, you know, it might be you spend one maybe the night before, or you spend early morning with one or brunch with one, and then you have the rest of the day to yourself. You really have to find that balance because everybody needs to be happy. Now, some people will never be happy with whatever you decide. Okay.
Sounds like you've been at my house. Not you, Deb. I'm talking about when it used to be my mother, no matter what I did.
I'm giving him the look like, what did I do?
No. I don't think I can ever make my mother happy. You know, it's like, well, why didn't you do this? You know, and even if you made it wonderful this year, well, what did you wait 25 years
exactly,
or 45
exactly,
years?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, thanks a lot.
And in that situation, you just have to do your best and, you know, be okay with what you do. That's why you and your wife need, you know, the couple needs to talk about how they want to handle this so that, you know, they can, you can feel good going into it because you're not going to please everybody.
Very, very interesting. Right now we're talking to Dr. Deanna Brand, and she's written the book Reluctantly Related, Secrets of Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law or Daughter-in-Law Just in Time for Mother's Day. So now how can men support their wives who are trying to break the negative mother-in-law, daughter-in-law? Like they see it, the daughter's trying to do it, and she's trying to fix it. What do we have to do as guys?
I think as guys, you want to be there and listen to her, ask her how you can help, you know, because you can be a big help to her. Again, just being supportive, just listening to her can be huge because she doesn't want, she feels very alone in all of this, you know?
Right.
And so the best thing is to just listen and just, you know, ask her, well, how can I help you? You know, if you want me to problem solve with you, if you want just a vent, whatever you need, let me help you with it. I won't, you know, you can't do it for them, but you can help them. So that's the key.
Right, right. You know, it's tough. And you know what people don't even talk about that much too, is we're beyond just, you know, like you said, well, the mother, you know, that your wife has a mother too. Now you, over the last 20 or 30 years, you're throwing in a lot more stepmothers into this.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just become like really confusing.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of people involved here.
Right, right. It's tough. You know, listen, I have a mother and I have a birth mother. Okay, you want to throw that on top of it?
Oh, that's another piece. Yeah, that, talking about another layer. There we go.
Right. You know, and
that's another book, I think.
Forget. You're not winning that one. You got two Jewish mothers. Forget about it. So that's why I feel, I think the most difficult childhood ever is two lesbian moms that are Jewish. Forget about it. That poor kid doesn't have a prayer. That boy is done. It's why I joke with my friends, and it's not, I don't mean anything by this, but I say to my friends, a Jewish mother's dream is a gay son because there'll never be another woman that gets in between them. So, but you know what? You think, you know, seen it. I've lived it. And, you know, I see it also like, you know, in other families, obviously other religions. But
sure.
It's such a, there's such a bond there. And, you know, I look back and I heard someone say something once that was the most interesting thing about mothers and sons relationships. They said, you know what? On a battlefield, a kid gets shot. He's screaming for his mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that just go. You know, he's not screaming daddy. He's screaming mom.
Well, look at the athletes. They're on TV and they're going, hi, mom. I mean,
right.
You know, so,
grown men.
You know, grown men. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Right. And they'll have the signs up, mom, send money.
Exactly.
You know, the college kids, because they know dad's not doing it. Dad's like, hey, you're
exactly.
on your own.
Exactly. But it's a different relationship. I mean, it just is a very different relationship. So.
Well, I want to encourage everyone out there, if you've got a daughter-in-law, a problem with your daughter-in-law, or just you feel a problem or you have a problem with your mother-in-law, you know, or you see a situation, pick up the book, Reluctantly Related, Secrets to Getting Along with Your Mother-in-Law or Daughter-in-Law. And would you say, Dr. Brand, sometimes you just got to, like, you got to take the first step. No matter how
Absolutely.
Wrong the other person is, if that person's not going to take the first step, you've got to do it, right?
You've got to do it because, you know, that is your husband or your son's partner, you know, or mom, you know, and it's really important. This is your family. Take that
right.
first step. As hard as it is, take that first step. You won't regret it, really.
I like it. Her website is Dr. D-R, Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, Brand with two N's, .com, or just go to our website and you can click through. Dr. Brand, thanks so much. Very insightful information for us.
My pleasure, Evan and Deb. I really enjoyed it.
Have a good Mother's Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back here tomorrow at 4 p.m. It's Evan and Deb in the afternoon. Check out our website, healthwealthandwisdom.org, or our Facebook page, Evan and Deb. We'll see you tomorrow right here, AM 1470 WMGG.